Hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. You know, Father, we thank you for this opportunity to share. We want to do exactly what you say. In Jesus' name, amen. You got to say, my heart is already prepared to receive and hear. And not thinking, I thought we were fixing to go. I thought we were too. But I'm ready to hear, Lord. I'm ready to hear from you, Lord. And to do what you say. It's by faith. It's by faith. It's by faith. Say, it's by faith. It's by faith. It's by faith. Say it again, it's by faith. Say it again, it's by faith. Everything I access from God is by faith. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Amen. She was talking about your children coming in and your house coming in, and you got to put a praise on it. And that is so true. Oh my God, that is so true. But let me tell you something else. You better put some work on it. God told us, I tell thee, I will build thee a house. My husband put some work on it. We put a praise on it, but then we got up and did something. The house is not going to come walking to us, even though I saw houses walking one time. But it wasn't a literal walking. It was in the spirit, and you got to go where the house is, or you got to go do something. I was reminded this morning, Bishop, I got to preach next Sunday. But I was reminded this morning, somebody said something here in church, and it might have been about the house or whatever, and I was reminded about Minnie. And she said she wanted a house. And she built that house herself. It's there. God has given you everything that you need that pertains to life and godliness. That's what Bishop has taught us. Job, it's there. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Seek God. Aren't you thankful for this wonderful gift of the Holy Ghost? He says, with utterances we don't know and understand, Shabakusta, we can talk to God. Hallelujah. But I want to make a couple of assignments. And one is that I want you to read this week as much as possible. Listen to, if you busy, Nehemiah. Because it was when they came together in one unit as one, they were able to build the wall. So we have tasks before us. First and foremost, preaching the gospel, which is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. It's by faith. All of Hebrews chapter 11 for scriptures. So we have tasks that we have to get done. When we come together as one, as they did, these tasks will be accomplished by faith and by work, by trusting God. I have the scripture, Proverbs 3 and 5 and 6. You know it, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Don't lean to your own understanding. Acknowledge him in all your ways, and he'll direct your path. God is calling for young men. God is calling for young men. God is calling for young men. If you're already married and grown to be the head of your house, if you're thinking about it, you one day you will be, start training now. They don't just grab people off the street and send them to Afghanistan and place. They train and train and train to become the head of your house, father to your children. God is calling. I'm going to share this. I shared this in the prayer yesterday. I was going to talk about my faith and some other things. Some people think that everything, Romans 8, 22, I think it is, that says, 29, and all things work together, 28. For good, those that love the Lord, they will call the cause purpose. And so they think that everything happens for a purpose, and God allowed it to happen, or God caused it to happen to teach you something. The Bible says it's the scripture that's given by inspiration of God that teaches you. The Bible says it's the Holy Ghost that God gave to teach us. Now, we may learn some things through these experiences, but God didn't set it out that way. And so stop looking to something bad to happen to you. When it happens, it's the devil's set out to destroy you. That's what it is. But God has a better plan and a perfect plan. There was nothing wrong in the garden. Say nothing. You start talking to your body that way. I've begun talking to my body that way. My body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. Say that. The Bible says that in 1 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians also, in chapter 6, that it's the temple of the Holy Ghost. So if you go back and look at the Old Testament temple, everything was perfect. Everything was in order. Gold upon gold upon gold upon gold.